North Adams is one of 46 cities and towns in the Commonwealth announced earlier this week to receive part of the $26.8 million Federal Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG. The federal program is designed to fund neighborhood revitalization projects, including supporting local infrastructure repairs, public works projects, housing rehabilitation, and a number of other initiatives. North Adams is receiving $900,000 in funding. Mayor Richard Alkenbright said that the money will be funding various projects, including the transformation of the former North Adams Armory into a community center. Alkenbright also mentioned that upgrades will be made in the city to meet new requirements under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
2 years ago, we received the Department of Justice audit with respect to ADA compliance. And as you might imagine, with old infrastructure, we have a lot of issues. And so we're going to begin to utilize some CDBG monies to correct some of those issues, particularly in our public parks. We're going to probably start next year with the Joel Wolf Field Complex and address some of the ADA issues at our public parks.
The mayor also mentioned that the funding will help with long overdue city planning.
We hadn't had a master plan in the city for 43 years, and I started that process last year, and this is one way that we can in our situation, we can fund that process.
With the support, Alkenbright said about $50,000 can be recommitted to local social service programs. Massachusetts Undersecretary of Housing and Community Development Aaron Gornstein, whose agency distributes the federal funding, praised the flexibility of the CDBG program.
The great thing about the CDBG program is it can be used for a variety of different activities.
Gornstein did mention, however, that this year's allocation of over $26 million is a reduction from previous years.
In recent years, at the federal level, the block grant program has been cut somewhat, and so we've actually seen a reduction in the amount of funding from the federal government that then we're able to provide for the local communities. So there have been cuts in recent years because of the budget pressures at the federal level.
Gornstein also mentioned that the federal program is a helpful tool for moving the state's economy forward.
We need to try and improve the economy and continue the momentum. We're coming out of the recession and seeing economic growth. This is another initiative that really helps to create local jobs as well.
The maximum grant for a single community under the program is $1 million. Communities with populations less than 50,000 are eligible for the CDBG grants. Other communities to receive funding include Amherst, Greenfield, Montague, and West Springfield. Projects in those areas include housing rehabilitation, support for food pantries, immigration services, emergency assistance, youth counseling and prevention services, and community planning. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.